You are tuned in to KHOL. This is Brennan here with you. And I am joined by Todd Kosherick. He is here to talk about his upcoming show, Wonderment, at Altamira Fine Art. It's opening tonight with an artist reception from 5:30 to 7:30. And his exhibit will be up till January 6th. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So this is your third show at Altamira, and this theme will approach wonderment. But I was wondering how it fit in with the previous two shows.
I started doing paintings of origami cranes in 2007, and I was mainly exploring themes of repetition. So I was exploring the concept of folding 1,000 of them for prayer. And then after the attack in Paris, and I forgot the name of the place that was attacked.
I think it was Charlie Hebdo.
Yes, they had attacked because of doing drawings of the Prophet Muhammad. That was a few years ago. And I kept going, well, here these people are attacking the Prophet Muhammad through illustration, which they know they'll get attacked if they do. And both sides saw each other as right. But I just thought, well, how is it that you can have two people both think they're right and both come across as wrong? And I started thinking about how could you ever have peace in the world, and if two people being both wrong trying to be right. And that's when I started realizing that the international symbol of peace has, you know, there's very many variations, but one of them is a single origami crane. And I had been focused on 1,000 origami cranes. And then it just clicked that, wow, I have this whole other area that I could be exploring. And so I started the Peace Project, and I did... the first show was just the Peace Project. Then that was with Meg Daly at Daily Projects. And then I moved over to Altamira. And the first show I did there was the Perception Project. And it was about how can we have different perceptions of things and yet still agree on things. And that show was much more abstract driven. And then the next show I did was called Utopian Vision. My next show tends to be when I come up with an idea for the last show that's too big for me to paint for that show. And I was going, how do you paint Utopia? And then I had so many ideas, and I was like, well, that's a whole show. So at the end of Utopian Vision, I painted this painting of three feathers falling, and they were gray feathers. Different tribes throughout the world used to wear gray feathers, and they'd go into territory that they were not familiar with, because from a distance, people could see it. Gray meant no hostility. It's neither white nor black. It's in the middle. And I thought, well, how amazing that this item just disposed of by a bird has such a huge symbolism to it. Well, that's when my son started to also become obsessed with feathers at age 2. And that's when I went, okay, I want to explore that further. And when I started going into reading about the symbolism of feathers and the symbolism of butterflies, another thing he's obsessed with, it just was, the amount of information was so vast, I could spend years. And I went, well, that's the next show.
You call him the Feather King?
The Feather King, yeah. He's the Feather King.
How's his feather collection? I'm sure it's pretty...
it's pretty incredible. An example of why we call him the Feather King, we were taking the tram up for the last day of hiking, and he found a feather on the tram.
Inside
the tram. He goes, oh, look. And we're like, why the hell do you find a feather on the tram? and he finds them in perfect conditions, and we have pictures of him picking up, you know, gigantic feathers, and it's just been pretty amazing.
What do your sons think about this upcoming show, Wonderment?
Well, one is only one, so he doesn't have any perception of what I'm doing.
That's fair.
The Weston, my 4-year-old, gets mad because he thinks that all the paintings are for him. So we go to the gallery, and the gallery is so nice to the boys. But when he goes there, he goes, Dad, you're selling those ones? And so he always gets kind of mad about it.
If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Todd Kosherick, and he is talking about his upcoming exhibit opening tonight, Wonderment, at Altamira Fine Gallery. There's an artist reception from 5:30 to 7:30. And Todd, you know, I learned last year about your love for music and in classical music when I caught your winning Cabin Fever Story Slam. You spoke about a story with Philip Glass in Coincidence. But your love for music kind of transfers over into this show.
Yes, very much so. The first painting I did for it was Beethoven's Ninth, which I did for two different reasons. One, it's a profound piece of music. It was the first symphony to be that long. It was the first symphony to have a full choir. I don't know if you know this, but the reason they made compact discs 76 minutes long was so that they could fit Beethoven's Ninth on it.
I did not know that. That's really interesting.
Isn't that amazing? That's how powerful the piece of music is. It's also called the Peace Symphony because during different times of conflict, they'll take a choir from one side of the conflict and a symphony from the other, and they'll perform together to show that there's still unity even if the politics don't get along. And I just thought that that was so profound, that here, this simple thing written on paper by Beethoven has transcended into a thing of unity, even during conflict. And so I did 28 origami cranes folded up. It's a 546-page score, and it's the hands-down worst penmanship of anything I've tried to copy. And so that was one of the first ones. I also did Bach's The Art of Fugue, which is variations on a theme, which to me is, you know, if you're looking at concepts of how humanity can get along, it's variations on a theme. And then I did Chopin's Nocturne for a very personal reason, and then Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, as well as some poetry. I did Robert Frost and William Wordsworth. So this show has got a lot to do with rhythm and musicality. I think music to me is such – I have two brothers that are musicians. I don't get it. I don't know how you write it. I don't know how you perform it. I have no musical quality. So it's this whole other form of communication that's totally abstract to me. And that's why I love it so much. I don't want to understand it. I want it to remain a mystery.
You told me something before the show. Earlier in your shows, you had your wife, Kate, who's a dancer, performing at your shows, because you said you don't live with a painting in a static room. And I thought that was really interesting. You like the room to be alive. And so with your show this time around, on January 5th, the Jackson Hole Chamber Music will be performing some pieces by Bach and Philip Glass.
Yes, they're playing The Art of Fugue by Bach, and then Philip Glass's String Quartet Number 5, which is, it's like somebody being able to go see Grateful Dead at the height of their career, or be there for the premiere of Pink Floyd's The Wall. Like, this is such a geek fest thing for me. It is an amazing piece of music. I've been listening to it for 17 years. I have two copies that have out on CD. So come enjoy the music, or just watch me totally geek out, because I'm going to be losing it.
That might be worth it in itself. But we're gonna listen to that right now, aren't we?
That's
right?
Correct.
Once again, this is Todd Kosherek. He has a show, Wonderment, starting tonight at Altamira Fine Gallery. There's an artist reception from 5:30 to 7:30. And the exhibit will run through January 6th. And also January 5th, there's going to be Jackson Hole Chamber Music is going to be performing some live pieces. Tickets are available where, Todd?
Through Altamira's website. Yeah, that's where I think you should go to get them.
All right, here's some Philip Glass for you. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.